Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hello everyone, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Wednesday, and surprisingly, we are having wildness here. I wonder what's doing that. It's got to be Wednesday, and you know what it is? It is the fun day with our phenomenal guests from the United Kingdom. Those of you who've listened in know that we have our individuals who are on, and then we have these special individuals, and this is one of those special individuals. This is the creator, founder of Crystal Key Healing System, phenomenal psychic, really gifted energy worker, Janine Reagan Sinclair. Janine, how are you today?
I'm very well, Jethro. How are you?
Good. I'm out here in California and playing with the switchboard, and I realize that even though I'm on the East Coast, it's cold. Now I'm on the Pacific Coast, and the computer just doesn't want to play, so I'm taking it that it's chilled. So we're going to go with you guys that are on the phones. We love all of you 773 callers, and know that we're on iTunes now. We've also moved over and are doing some broadcasting through some other radio systems, and we'll be announcing that. We want to enjoy our time, and Janine, tell them a little bit about Crystal Key and what exactly it does for people.
Okay, well, Crystal Key is an energy, and it's diamond energy and source energy mixed. So anybody who knows about the chakra system, the energy centers in the body, as you move up through the colors of the rainbow and you get above the crown, you're going into the violets, white, silver, gold, platinum, then diamond, and then source energy, which I see as opalescent pearl energy. And Crystal Key is a mixture of the diamond and the pearl energy. I teach workshops and I teach people how to bring these discs and nets of this energy through the aura and through the physical body and the cells to cleanse and raise the frequency of the person. So there is a demonstration if anybody would like to try it for free on my website, crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And it's a 9-minute meditation. It's set up to take away fear, which is the biggest polluter on the planet at the moment. But if you've got other things going on like anxiety or grief, for example, before you press play, if you just set the intention that you'd like your anxiety to be removed or your grief, it will remove that, because healing's about intention. It's really important. So that's the basis of Crystal Key. Crystal Key treatments go into all sorts of things, because my background is not only energy work and spiritual healing, but it's clinical therapy, NLP, and I've got, you know, so I've been on other courses as well. So when I do treatments on people, I regress them. We go into the Akashic Records, which is the supercomputer of the your consciousness. We take out things that may be affecting you in this life, contracts and things that you've agreed in past lives that may be holding you back and that type of thing. We journey you into your body, into your cells, and into your blood, wherever we need to go to heal and balance those particular areas. And I also teach people how to astral project in my workshops as well, which I'll be talking about next week at the Probe International Paranormal Conference in Lytham St. Anne's in the UK, which is on the 5th and 6th of October. We've got any UK listeners in the show today. So it's basically, this information came to me about 10 years ago. And I think personally, it's the evolution of healing. I started my healing career as a Reiki Sakim master teacher, and this has taken it to the next level. It's an extremely powerful system, and it's simple to use.
Very phenomenal. And those of you who know, I do promote with the things that work. Janine is one that her system works. I've had some experience. I've also seen and heard Janine work with individuals that I know, and to see it actually, her working through with a person on Skype or other means, and them coming out of it so well. And those of you who know from our past shows, when me and Janine were doing it on Wednesdays before, we've had individuals healed over the radio. And speaking of radio, Janine, you've got a large following here. They're already filling up the aisles here. So we're going to let a few of you guys in to have some real good quality time with our phenomenal friend from United Kingdom. 402, how are you, 402?
Hello.
Yes, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to speak with Janine?
Yes, I would. I'd love to.
Great.
Hello there. What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Okay, Dawn. Hi.
Hi. I have a question. Could you please tell me about a past life or lives that I shared with my guide, George, to help me better understand our current connection?
Okay, the first thing I'm seeing here is kind of wigwams, teepees, Native American connection here. It's also showing me a bag of herbs, and they look like runes, actually. They look stones with symbols on. So this guide that's around you now, George, is linked to you from a previous connection in Native American connections. Probably something Jethro can tell you more about because it's in his blood. that's what I'm picking up initially. So this is, you know, old information there that they want you to start working with. Have you considered working with herbs or flowers or formulas and this type of thing?
No, but I've been curious about the Native Americans. My great-great-great-grandmother was Cherokee.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful people, yes.
Yeah, it's certainly something that I think it would be a good idea for you to look into, Dawn, because you've got this knowledge. It's in, you know, it's in your DNA. It's there waiting to be reawakened. So I would advise you to look into it further and maybe start, you know, take yourself on a course, some kind of maybe shamanic herbal remedy course or flower formulas or something like that. If you ask your higher self to guide you to what you need, to it will come to you. You know, you'll be guided to it. But it's definitely something that you would be able to work with very easily because it's all there already. You know, Jethro, have you got anything else? You know?
I am feeling that, and I agree very much. And I think that why Janina's are picking that up is that you asked the connection, and they're telling me that you did herbs together then, and that's why we're feeling it again. I feel that.
Hello?
You have something that is developing, yes. And so
you're
going to go ahead and work with that energy, and the angels are telling.
Can you hear us now, Dawn?
There
was a break there, Jethro, as well. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, my gosh, I got the energy. It's real high, you guys. I apologize. I just had a big seminar here and did a lot of healing work, a lot of energy of helping people. It was some teaching. So it is a little crazy with my energy. They're telling me that very strong with you, Dawn. They're also saying that you have been going through some other situations for you that during this time is a listening to the inner self, and that's why these or working with your ancestors there, and that's why this is coming through. You call him George, your guide, and they're telling me that you're remembering, like Janine was talking about the herbs, and you're remembering the things that you did in that life. You're doing a lot of, I feel, ground energy. They keep showing me you're going to be working with Mother Nature and bringing not only the herbs to the energy, but also a lot of healing and centering people around you.
I've been having some strange things happen lately. I've been hearing spirit a lot. I always have off and on. It pops in now and again, but recently it's just been a lot stronger.
I feel that, and I said that with your angels. I said that they're also working with you and Dawn, that you've got a lot of work to do, and now it's time. You've been set back long enough, and now you're getting it, and they're going to put you in the next couple of years. You're going to be doing a lot more working with your blood, the Native American, the pride of the land. They said that you have two strong totems that are coming forth real strong with you. The one that's in the tree may tell you things, but the one on the ground will keep you safe, and they're telling me that you're going to walk with both of your totems there, and I welcome you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Definitely go on our Psychics Gone Wild site. We're going to be giving away prizes there. And we've always, yes, we woke everybody up. Did you hear? Everything just happened here for a reason, Dawn. I think we just found the drums because it just made my phone and everybody else go wild. So
the other thing, Dawn,
you need to
connect with the trees as well, because you can communicate with trees That's something else that is going to come naturally to you. So that's the connection with nature that Jethro mentioned. Finding there's a particular tree that's not far away from you that you're going to make a connection with that tree spirit. So think about that and meditate on that and see what comes to you, which tree you're drawn to.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Down here, we're running into our phones and they're going out of this world. We have everybody. I think we just put up the drum call for all of you ready to tap dance and to feel the fever. Call Psyche's Gone Wild now. It's going to liven it up. The energy's here. Janine, we have a question here from an email. One of the questions is that you have been on different shows, and the person is asking you, Janine, that as you work with Crystal Key, have you noticed a difference in the earth change, and how is it affecting you as a healer?
Oh, phenomenal changes have happened, even from when I first channeled Crystal Key, 10 years ago. And initially, it was just the light energy, and it was the diamond energy. And then it was upgraded, and the sound was brought in, the pearl energy was brought in, the keys to perfection frequencies were brought in. It's all changed as it's evolved. When I'm very heavily involved in earth healing and have been from day one, and it affects us in huge ways. It can knock us around where some days we're just exhausted for days on end and we don't know what's going on there, and other times we can't sleep, and we feel like we're wired because all this energy is pouring into us, and we don't feel like we need food because we're being fed by the light. So lots of changes going on constantly. We've just gone through a 3-day cycle where the 37th parallel gate was opened, which was the portal to abundance and wealth, and that's been a powerful few days for those of us that have been meditating on bringing those energies through. And I think it actually finishes today. I think it was the 21st or the 25th. So, people may still be in time to tap into that energy, but there's a lot going on constantly.
I love that. And Janine, well, one thing about the individuality and the energy, and we've discussed this before, is that Janine is a warrior. There's a difference between it. And I can tell you guys, I love the meeting all the new people, and I've been really on a roll here with different things I've been going to. But what impresses me is we have people who are readers. We have people who are individual spiritual learners. We have all these different levels of it. And to be a warrior means that Janine is in a higher, stronger level. Those of you who listened to the show the day that we had odd energies going, we were trying to connect. Things were going in and out. Things were going wild. I have a couple of you in the room going, Jethro, you're going in and out right now. But it's like, why that's doing that, and that's what Janine was bringing up, is we have this mission, different ones of us, to do this. And Janine had talked about that day there. I mean, Janine, you healed someone during the radio show. We had a problem. There was a good 17 to 18 minutes. I was the only one on the air with a couple of the callers. And then Janine came back with the energy we got through. And remember that day? I mean, it was like fighting for your ground. And I had someone ask me this here in the Federation of the conference I did. They said, how come you guys are, why is it, seem like you psychics are so always, foraging with stuff? And I said, I think it's like water. If we're not flowing in the light, moving, then we become stagnant, or we... Would you like to address that a little bit, Janine? Maybe can we talk a little bit about that? I know a lot of light workers look up to us. What do we want to give advice to, like, a student? To me, it's like looking for the light, and you have to be constantly working towards light efforts.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I'll be speaking soon at this conference about how people are getting dragged into this new world order consciousness and things like this, and them and us and the dark and the light and all of this type of thing, when in reality what is actually happening is whatever you're seeing out there is a part of you. So in order, there's no judging them and us. There's no light and dark. There is just light and less light. And if you can get into that, that way of thinking, there's no blame and there's no pointing the finger. Everything you see out there is your stuff. It's an aspect of yourself. We are very complex, multi-dimensional beings, not just the physical that, we see in the third dimension. There are many, many layers to our personalities and our psyche, and it's all of those less than light layers of ourselves that we need to look at if we want to heal what's going on in the world, and not pointing the finger at them. And the dark is attracted to the light in many respects, and people tend to think that it's an attack. It's not always it's not that level of consciousness. Sometimes it's just like the moths to the flame. you know, they're coming in. And some are, a lot of dark, what would be considered dark energies or entities are actually quite frightened of the light, because they're as fearful of the light as the light is of the dark. When, at the end of the day, it's all about polarities and equality and balance. So if you can get into the mindset that everything out there that you consider to be dark is just a lower frequency that's, you know, sort of lost its way and needs to come back into the light, and sending blessings, and just, you know, keeping that positive mindset that, you know, we are changing. The world is changing. I shared something on Facebook recently, and I think you did as well, Jethro, about the matador in Spain that halfway through the bullfight had an epiphany moment that this poor animal had three spears in its back, and he was trying to goad it into fighting him. And he looked into its eyes, and he seen the innocence of the animal that was pleading with him not to hurt him. And he felt it, and he sat down, and he gave up, and he said he felt terrible. And this is proof that the light is having an effect on the consciousness of, you know, somebody who's been brought up to, you know, to do that to animals. He's now totally against bullfighting and is defending the bulls, and you know, the positive work is coming through. And it's this type of thing, it's looking at things from another perspective, that's going to bring the love and light in and change the reality that we live in. I'll be releasing an MP3 on the 5th of October that takes out of your consciousness the them and us, the conspiracy theories, the New World Order, and this type of thing, because the only way I see to really make a difference is to remove it at the core level, and the core level of reality is everybody's own consciousness. And you need to to cleanse your own personal consciousness to see the rewards in the world you're living. And that's the best way I can describe it, really, Jethro.
I love it. It's true. We're going to grab a phone. You guys are going, let me talk to her too. I'm sorry, I get selfish. I love Janine's conversations. We get going here. 207, how are you, 207?
I'm good. How are you? Great conversation. I was really into it. So that was good.
Oh, thanks.
I did okay. I'm glad.
I didn't mind. Okay. I was mesmerized. my name is Melissa, and I had a dream the other night. And it was a little girl that I thought that I knew, but she held up a piece of paper with a name on it. I read the name in the dream, but for days I just can't remember who she was and what she was trying to tell me. Maybe you could help me.
Okay. But the first thing, I'm not getting a name as such, but I'm getting that there's a past life connection between you and the name that's come through.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, you don't actually need the name if you worked in meditation with your higher self and just asking your higher self to let you have the information. What I'm picking up is this person has got quite a strong energetic bond towards you. If that needs to be disconnected, it's draining your energy on a level. Does that make any sense to you?
It could.
So,
yeah.
So there is a connection there that needs to be cleared, and the connection between the bond between the two of you needs to be cut. And you're going to notice that your energy levels go up as a result of this. We make bonds to people all the time. They're like an emotional bonds. And even something simple of being on the phone to somebody on a call center who you thought, oh, they're a really nice person. What a lovely person. What a nice conversation. You've made an energetic bond to that person.
Okay.
That gives them access to your energy field.
I agree.
This is what's going on. So that you don't necessarily need to find the exact name. Your intention to sever the connection, and ask, you could bring in Archangel Michael and ask him to cut the connection with his sword if you believe in angels and, you know, you're in that level of consciousness. That can help you with it, but it's about your intention. So all you would need to say to your higher consciousness is, please help me clear this connection with the person that I dreamt about the other night, and it will be done, because,
could,
you know, they know.
Could this person be somebody in my waking life now, when they were a child?
Yeah, possibly. The word sisters come into me, that there's some kind of sister connection in here. And it, not necessarily a sister in this lifetime. I think this person may have been a sister in a previous lifetime.
I've had a person who I've felt for quite some time has been sort of emotionally vampiring me.
Yeah, that's what it is then. That's what it is. But the other thing, that can I just elaborate on that, because I don't want people, the concept of psychic vampires and energy drainers and people putting hooks in you and all of this type of thing seems like it's a psychic attack and it's an invasion. The divine truth, which is, you know, there's a lot of people out there putting truth out, this truth, that truth, the other truth. To get the divine truth, you have to spend years meditating and raising yourself up to that level to be able to dip your toe in the water of divine truth. The divine truth behind these kind of vampire attacks, what people would consider to be vampire attacks, is in a previous lifetime or even this lifetime, you've given that person permission. To access your energy field.
Handed my power over. I get it.
Exactly. By saying to somebody, you know, whenever you need. Yeah, I'm here whenever you need me. You know, I'm all yours. Help yourself.
Yeah.
Anything like that is a statement
of,
you know, we've all done it. We've all done it. And when people start to understand that concept, hold on, I'm not being attacked anymore. I've given this person permission to enter my energy field and help themselves. And that's what's really going on. People can't get into your field at all to access it without some permission on a level. It's not, you know, they can't do it.
Okay.
So,
I agree
so this
it.
Is,
yeah.
you know, something else. Without
yeah.
going into the Akashic records to alter this, you could ask for, you could use a Ho'oponopono if you don't know how to access the Akashic records. You do.
Yeah.
If you do, great. Go in there and cancel the permission. Ask for the permission to be cancelled and burned in the flames. You know, and then cut ties, and then cut the, you know, ask Archangel Michael to cut the ties.
Okay.
For the listeners at home that don't have that knowledge, you can use Ho'oponopono, which is the mantra that dissolves negativity. So you just set your intention with the divine, with God, whatever you believe in, and ask them to help you dissolve this permission. And you can, I prefer to write it rather than say it.
Okay.
And the mantra is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive me, and thank you.
Okay.
And I write it, I still use this.
Do you think that's
fantastic.
More powerful to write it than to just say
definitely.
It over and over? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Because the writing starts off legible, but by the end of the first page, second page, it becomes like a squiggle, which is taking you into a meditative state of consciousness, which brings in this divine feminine. The healing energy comes in because you become receptive. It's amazing if you write it. Much more powerful.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for that.
Melissa, please go to psychicsgonewild.com. You can see Crystal Key there to get with Janine. And we want you to put in there your information. We're going to be picking drawings all October for we're celebrating. It's happy times here. And so you're going to be giving out jewelry from Lady Arango in New York City, handmade jewelry from a Brazilian friend of ours. And we're going to be giving out books by Pamela Cummings, Gary Wimmer, Jethro Smith, me. We're going to just be giving out wild stuff. Before you go, have you ever been on the Crystal Key site and listened to some of Janine's CDs? She has some phenomenal CDs on poverty.
I'm on her site right now.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
I'm psychic.
I'm fast.
Well, the programs on there are phenomenal. The $97 ones are fantastic. They clear lots and lots of stuff. But there's a tie cutting one on there, which is about $6, I think, for people that, you know, who need help
affordable.
With the tie cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's affordable.
Pretty
yeah.
site, too. I like the diamonds. It's pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay,
I'm start
take
writing.
Care.
Have a good day. Bye.
Cool. Good luck, Melissa. Thanks for calling in.
We are wild. Do you see how we read her? We got her over there. She's looking at the site, and I'm being nosy. That's why Jethro stays in his own room, because I can't be good. I just
can't.
Hello, 814. You're on live with us. 814, how are you? Okay, I guess that 814 is having their own conversation with themselves. I don't want to interrupt that. Let's go ahead and go to 571. Are you ready for some fun, 571?
Yep, I'm here.
You're here, and you weren't talking to yourself. You caught me. I'm watching you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, do you have a name?
Yes, I'm April, and I'm calling to ask about some big changes coming up that I keep getting signs for, and a certain guy named Larry.
Okay. Right. Initially, I'm just being shown a path, a straight path here, and this guy's standing at the side of the path, and it's as if he's waiting for you to take hold of his hand because he's going to cross, help you cross the bridge on some level, on some spiritual level. But there's something you need to look out for here. There's something from the past that needs to be cleared. There's some energies that need to be cleared between the two of you, some old karmic stuff. So bear that in mind. Is this man already in your life on a relationship level?
We've been having an online relationship, but he is actually coming to see me in person today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's him holding his hand out that I'm seeing there. Just bear in mind that there is something on a karmic level. You're being brought together because of some karma between the two of you. And be careful. Again, I think this is one of those where you've given permission on a level for him to access your energy. So if you start feeling drained. No, it's not that you shouldn't see him. In a previous life, you may have said to him, you know, you're welcome to help yourself or something like that to my energy. And so when he does come in, there's going to be, you might find him a bit of a drain. What you need to do is to cancel those permissions, like I just explained to the last caller. I'm not, you know, it's not that, I'm not saying don't see the man, because these things are normal. We can have these with anybody, our friends, our family, you know, even our own children. So it's not about blame and saying, oh, no, I'm not going there. In fact, it's a gift because it's allowing you to clear some of your stuff. So just bearing that in mind, April, okay? Jethro, have you got anything else?
I'm feeling the same, and I thank you, April. There's energy coming around you that is really really intense. I keep hearing you've got someone there that's trying to persuade you or do something, and you're doing selective hearing because I keep feeling this person like wanting you to do stuff, and you're kind of like ignoring them.
Well, I am married, and this guy is another guy outside of my marriage, so.
Oh.
That kind of changes things.
Well, and I know, and I'm just feeling that energy, and I laugh because I see you like, okay, and I feel like the guys are telling me that you've also got some really good factor, April, that's going to happen. Are you going to put in for the cool jewelry so you can try to win here in October? I want you to win some cool stuff.
Okay.
We love you guys dearly. We also are working with another person in the United Kingdom, actually here in Italy, and his name is Gaetano Vivo. He's going to be putting some items and things here. We'll be having some really good different CDs, some work. Janine, I have got you to say this. You know what I love? My favorite part of working with Janine is getting her to say what the names of her books are. I love the name. And tell them the books you've wrote and what their names are.
Okay. Well, the first one is The Awakener, which is 40 chapters on different subjects to do with mind, body, spirit, ascension, healing, meditation, autism, you name it. And they're all different chapters, and it's called The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, which is based on my lifetimes as these various things. The second book takes you into, there's a diagram in there looking at soul implants, and these are things that are placed in us by our soul before we incarnate to stop us raising our consciousness too quickly and blowing neuro pathways in the brain. That's called Saving the World from My Bathtub. And the third one is The Princess and the Pink Moon Leeches, and anybody who knows about the map of consciousness will find this book particularly interesting. The second, third, and fourth books are all based on their fictional adaptations of my out-of-body astral travels, healing, all sorts of interesting stuff, based on my personal diaries, and from angels to aliens, it's all in there. And the third one has that map, the new map of consciousness, the original map of consciousness, put everybody on a scale of 0 to 1,000. And the new one that I've channeled takes you on a journey from 1,000 to 11,000 plus. So that takes you through all sorts of different levels, from beyond avatar to angel, archangel, oversoul, galactic master, time lord, and all of these higher levels of consciousness that we can access. And the fourth one, I talk about 58 strands of DNA in there, and that's called The Avatar and the Crystal Key. So when you get to avatar status in your personal development, and if you follow these books, they will take you through that development. once you get avatar status, you're actually given a crystal key in meditation, which gives you access to the of a mentee. So there's some really interesting in stuff in there, and they are a journey. You know, they are based on a character called Aletheia, which means goddess of truth. And there's some really interesting stuff in there. They're available on my website as well, crystalkey.com.
I love that. And we're going to, I know a couple of you guys are pushing on the phones. Don't rush me. It, normally Amy's here. Those of you know it was Amy's birthday. Try to buy a mermaid a present in California when everybody's psychic that you work with. It was so much fun. You guys will have to listen in October to see what we did. No, we didn't get her a merman. We could, I love you, Brian. That's funny in Utah. He's like, did you get her a merman? No, we didn't. I'm supposed to ask Janine, you have been working with this kind of individuality for a while. I listened to a show, and am I correct? You have worked with white Wiccan work, you've worked with shamanism. All of this is put together because you're just so phenomenal. So they're asking where all, I guess, all of your roots come for your metaphysical lessons. That's a
I haven't actually worked with Wiccan in this lifetime. I've done some shamanic training and journey work and energy healing courses, but quite a few years ago, I guess I ran out of what you would call solid physical beings that I to be taught by, and I got into astral projection and took myself into higher levels of consciousness to be taught in those levels, but you know, by higher beings, if you like, in those levels. I mean, it's all just consciousness anyway. So any being you meet when you're in the astral planes are just a level of consciousness, and there are schools you can access in those levels of consciousness. So it's been a collective of me going back into my past lives and previous incarnations and bringing forth the knowledge that I've had, going even way back to Atlantis, to Egypt, to Aztec times, communication with crystal skulls and this type of thing, learn in this lifetime. And my knowledge base is basically an accumulation of all of these things that I haven't been taught by a physical person. But what I am doing is processing this into four different levels and teaching it in my Crystal Key workshop. So this is, you know, you are taught how to work with the diamond energy, you are taught how to astral project, you are taught spirit releasement, you are taught soul retrievals and DNA upgrading and all sorts of things. So I've basically created a package of giving people the tools to take themselves forward to a very high level of ascension if they use them on themselves.
Love that. I think that's just phenomenal. We've got 305. You're on live. How are you, 305? You're all patient.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. Are we keeping you enthused? Are you ready to call Mama?
Okay.
Cool.
Hello there. Do you have a name? Can we have your name, please?
Okay, my name is Mary. Sorry, the last time I got dropped before I talked. Okay.
Okay, well, speak quick so Jethro doesn't drop you.
I'm trying to hold
okay,
on to you, Mary.
You.
I got your arms,
thank you.
I got your leg.
to start off with, I just want to know about my twin flame, the person I spent the most time with. You know, what if you can tell me anything.
I'm seeing a twin flame in spirit level, and this person is very high vibration, very old soul, white robed, just like you'd expect to find in some spiritual school in the clouds. This twin flame of yours is extremely wise soul. The connection is still there, and you need to be tapping into that connection in your meditations. As far as in the physical world, I'm not picking up anything there. Maybe Jethro does, but I'm very much taken into the astral and the spiritual with the visions that I get. And what I am being shown is that this twin flame wants to connect with you. Do you meditate?
I'm sorry. Yes.
You do. Great. What I'd like you to do is setting your attention to speak to your twin flame in your meditation, ask for the door to be opened and go into the room and speak to this other half of you, because they've got a lot to share with you, and the love is just, it's divine. It really is divine. You're going to come out of there feeling so elated. So this is what this is about, and this is why, you know, this question has come up, because your twin flame has got a lot to share with you, and there's lots of new knowledge going to be given to you as well. Jethro, have you got anything else to add?
I keep seeing this. I keep seeing you like sitting on a couch, and I keep seeing this. It looks like there is a. I keep seeing this person with dark eyes, like brown eyes, dark eyes.
Okay.
The guides are telling me that you, Mary, have gotten some things that you went through, and you have to be careful. Your energy is just as strong. Sometimes it's, I'm not trying to be mean, but they're telling me that it's sometimes a little difficult to be in your area, that you sometimes the energy, you can be quite a bit, and that you're working with your energy to be able to flow for your flame. That's why Janine's picking that up, and they said that you're putting it in together. And I keep seeing this person just looking at you real lovingly, real adoring, and then the guides are saying that your energy is doing this. It's like what you want and what you need, and that you're not easy on secondary. You can't be with a beta. You have to be with an alpha. That's what they're telling me. Like a strong, you know. I know that. Sorry, that's really,
obviously makes sense there.
Yeah, and I went woo, and the guide said, you know, that it's like you have to, and yet at the same time, because of what Janine was just saying with your twin flame, that energy is so strong. There's a combustion thing with you. You know, it's like there's passion, and then there's ooh, we got to get the fire hydrant, because they're saying that this energy is that strong around you, and you're something's going on with you and transforming, that you're working out some things through your energy and this karma that other people don't understand. And sometimes with betas or other people, they can't take you. They're like, they start getting all freaked out, and you haven't done anything.
Yeah, the other thing is that the information your twin flame's going to be sharing with you is you're going to put into a book, not a very big book. It's going to be quite a thin book. But this is important information that you're going to be gathering here as well. And there's a few people around you that you need to let go of. They're not for your highest good. They're holding you in a level of consciousness that you don't need to be in anymore. You need to move up to the next level. And that's what this connection is about. So there's a few people you need to let go of. And we've all been in that one where sometimes you let go of people and they don't like it, and they might give you a bit of a hard time. But, you know, just keep your shield up. And move onwards and upwards is the best advice I can give you there.
Okay, so figuring out who to let go of that, I just have to meditate for that, correct?
Well, basically, you let go of anybody who's not on the same path as you, doesn't agree with what you're doing, is not supportive to you, is saying negative things about, you know, your interests, your spiritual interests, and that type of thing. You know, it's common sense, really. If they're not supportive, we resonate at the same frequencies of the five people we spend most of our time with. That says it all. Have a really big think about, who do I spend my time with? Are they love and light? Are they working towards, you know, self-development and being really nice people? Or are they still stuck in the material and, you know, the bitching and the gossiping? And just have a look at the people around you and make some wise decisions on who to keep in and who to let go of gently is the best way to do it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary, for calling in. This is Wild Wednesdays, and we normally have Amy Kavanaugh. She's out being wild, and we've got Janine Reagan Sinclair and Psyche Jethro here. We thank all of you listeners. We've got about 20 minutes left of the show. We'll grab you, do it one question with it. 917, how are you today, 917?
Hello, I'm wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. I love what you just said about the five people you surround yourself with. Oh my goodness, I'm very aware of that. And even if, you know, they're not at their highest, I just choose to make sure that I'm at my highest at all times.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. I just received an email from an ex-boyfriend on LinkedIn, you know, request to connect with me, and then on the personal email, really caught me off guard. Not interested in dating this person. I just kind of wanted to know what you picked up around that, like what's his agenda. His name is Andy.
Okay. The reason he's been brought back into your life is that, again, there's some kind of karmic thing that you need to clear up here. And I'm being shown a cage. It's as if there's a cage around you that he's linked in with. It's like on an energetic level, there's something being placed there to stop you moving forward in your love life, in that level. And this needs to be dissolved. Again, this is, you know, I'm not condoling blame here, or he's doing this to me, he's doing that to me. But this is a permission-based thing as well. So again, I would say use the Ho'oponopono, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you mantra. And, you know, I would write 6 to 8 pages of this for an hour and really gets you in a zone. And you feel fantastic afterwards. You just set the intention that you'd like this permission and these energies to be dissolved in relation to this. And then that cage around you is going to be dissolved. So it's as if something is, what I'm picking up is like something was said in, when you were together that, you know, if I can't have you, no one else is going to have you kind of thing. And it's created this energy around you that is blocking anybody else from getting it. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard. See, I actually have cut ties with all my ex-boyfriends. Like,
okay,
I don't talk to any of them. So for him, and even when he tried to pop in years later, I was like, go away. Like, you know, it's over and that's it. But it's interesting that you just said that. Yeah.
Because that needs to be cleared.
Okay.
So the universe has brought him. Yeah, the universe has brought him back into your life so that you can acknowledge this and sort it out. You understand?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Okay.
We love you, and it's going well on the phones. They're getting really wild. You must have energy too, 917, because they're pushing the buttons and the lights are on. We're going. Woo, 631. I can't even read now. 631. You ready for some fun? 631.
Yes, sir.
Okay, how are you?
How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, we're both good. What's your name?
My name is Don.
Hi, John. Have we spoken before?
Have we?
Have we?
Maybe.
I don't know. Just maybe.
I'm
okay.
Not really sure.
Okay. What can we do for you, Don?
I'm just trying to see, basically, if you see anything in general towards, like, business or finances for me.
Okay. The path, there's a straight for a little while, and then there's a bit of a curve. You're going to go off track for a little while. You're going to, something's going to come in on a business level that's going to divert your attention. You need to be aware of that because it's going to divert you in the wrong direction. You'll veer out, but you're going to realize how it will hit you. You could realize, this is not right. I'm going in the wrong direction. You're going to get back on track. So that's something for you to be aware of in the next couple, 2-3 months, I would say, judging by the distance. You know, I see things in distance and imagery rather than being given time zones. So on the business level, just be aware of that. Something's going to come in. At first, you're going to think, yeah, I'm going to go for that. And then just as you're getting into it, there's going to be a change of heart. Trust your intuition on that one and get back onto the right path. That's okay. What I'm picking up here. Jethro, have you got anything?
I feel the same. I agree. And they're telling me that, Don, it is Ronick. I think I've read for you before. And that's okay. You we're allowed here to come back for seconds. We love that you guys do. And they're saying that I'm agreeing very much what you need. They keep showing me the shamrock. So I would say around March it's going to be back on track. It's going to take you out a little bit. And they keep saying that you have went through a couple of paths of yours that you've got money tied into something or something that's going on that it's going to really do. It's like it has to be left to work with. It looks like your investments and your financial is there. I agree with Janine very much. I thank you, Don, for calling in. Are you feeling the energy? When you called in, everything just went, like you calmed us down.
I have that effect on people.
It's a good thing. I would bring you to parties. It was fun. It was cool. It was just like, whoa, okay, you guys. And I love the energy. They said that the guys are also telling me that you need to allow something with your business to be able to do something. I mean, you keep seeing it, Jeanine. They keep showing like that time's happening. During that time, something of yours that you're going to produce of your own will give you this time to bring it in and implement more of you in what you're doing.
Well, I actually own a pawn shop.
Okay.
And I actually just started a couple of dating websites also. I'm partners with my father in my pawn shop, and I started the dating websites on my own. Actually, as we're speaking, I'm working on one of them. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we did speak last week, I think.
I won't tease you about that. Now, you're not dating and pawning these people in. You're keeping who you date, right? Okay,
yeah,
no. Bad joke. Sorry, bad joke. I love that, and that's what they mean about part of you, and I see that's part of where this dating is going to be, because you have to be, you know, to be in there and really dating and doing this. There is a need for that. I know that I had a friend who did chat lines, and people need that positive experience. Is this going to be an actual where people do go out on dates together, or is it just dates through the internet?
Well, it's going to be like a Match.com. Actually, I have three. It's like Match.com, but it's one is geared towards Wiccan, people who are Wiccan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one that's geared towards Amish people, and I have the Amish lifestyle, and one that's for biracial people.
What about us eaters? How come you don't do that with us? You know, we live at the fridge. Nobody thinks of us eaters. No, I'm kidding. Just teasing you. I'm blessings to you, and I see you doing real well. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Yeah, good luck with it, Don.
Thank you.
You're going wild here, and we've got a couple of you that still waiting. We're trying to get you in. We're throwing you around. We're grabbing you. 727, you're in heaven. Come on, 727. You're in now. How are you?
Oh, hello. How are you? I'm okay.
Great. I'm glad you called in. Would you like...
Can we take your name?
My name's April.
Hi, April.
Hello. Hi. I have a question. It's been a pretty traumatic life. And my mother passed November 11th, 2011. And the grief process has taken a while, but I've really been working on healing it, and I think I've gotten a lot stronger. And I'd like to know what's next. I still work on it now and then with the grief, and there are some triggers, but I feel better. I'm past it. And what do you see for me now? Where do I go from here?
Well, one of the first things I'm being shown is that your mother is still around you, and very much supporting you in this next chapter of your life. Generally, I communicate with people on a soul level, but I know your mother wants me to let you know that she's with you, and that she loves you, and that she's with you all the way, and she's going to be staying with you for some time. She's not moving on until she's helped you through this next phase in your journey. Definitely healing energy is coming to you. You're a natural healer. You need to be bringing that in. You need to be working with crystals. Get hold of the Crystal Bible for a start. It's a great book. It's a really good starting point. If you're not already working with crystals, you need to find yourself a piece of Lemurian quartz. This is going to help reawaken some of your old abilities from that lifetime. You've worked with crystals in a big way. This is something that you're very gifted in this area. And once you start to reawaken that, it's going to be like these crystals are being brought back into your life. It's going to be like your family coming to you, because they have a consciousness, and you can converse on that level with them and pick up their frequencies and the knowledge that they want to share with you. And this is really important. Then your mother is going to be guiding people to you. She's guiding you to the right places, to the right the right courses, the right books. She's working in spirit to help you move forward in this area. And that's what I'm picking up very strongly, Jethro. What about you?
I agree. And they're telling me also with the energy that this was exactly what, you know, Janine was saying. You were meant to call in today, April. It's ironic how we've had, there were a couple of Aprils we've had today.
Yeah.
Are you feeling the energy with you? Because the angel said you were brought in not only because of the crystal key, but you're one of me and Janine's family. I feel like you're someone that we know on another energy level. In dream state,
yeah,
or something that you've shown.
Strange, yeah. Jethro, I've seen your site, and you actually look vaguely familiar to me. I don't know.
You know what's wild?
I am in Florida, but...
Rock and see, and that's a name for me. When I drowned, the girl that drowned was actually a different April, but her name was April, and we went to school together, and it's like we were the two that, you know, I told you about, I write about there on my experience of drowning and coming back, and it's ironic, but I feel that. I do. You feel very much like, I feel like we've flown against each other in dreams. I laughed at Janine. Janine flies all over. There's times at night I was like, there goes Janine with the angels. They're up there doing something. I'm like, does that woman ever sleep, or does she just work over there too? And I feel that with you too, April. I have a feeling we'll also physically meet. You know, I'm there in Tampa, and they're showing me that with you. I thank you for calling in. They've given us 10 minutes, and there's about seven people pushing right behind.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Very excellent. And we're going to just switch it around a little bit and take one of our – I know it's a United Kingdom caller because they've got like 16 numbers. United Kingdom has a lot more numbers than we do. So you're from United Kingdom. You're on live. How are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. I was just listening in. I didn't have a question to ask.
Oh, then we will allow you to do that, and thank you for listening in. I felt like I should go to the next one in line, and they didn't put up this. They usually give me a little sign. Blog Talk is wanting me to be psychic all the time, and that's when I keep saying no.
This sounds like Deep to me. Is that you, Deep?
It is, and is he there, Deep?
Yes, Janine, this is Deep,
I
can I ask a question, or do you have other callers?
Of course.
Sure,
no, ask a question. Ask away.
Okay. So, how do you see my work life going, Janine? I have taken up a really difficult project in the company I work with, and so it has long hours, and the person I've taken up from was a superstar. He's still around to help me. So how do you see my role going for the next 6 months? And then how long do you see me in this company I'm working with since the last 6 years? Do you see me getting promoted to a senior manager?
No, I don't think this company is the right place for you at all. The information I'm getting is that you need to start to look elsewhere in the next 3 to 6 months. There's something better out there for you, and it's just work a little bit on your self-worth, because there's a slight block in your self-worth about this management position that you're looking for. So there's just something a little deeper in there that you need to work on to clear that. Again, the Ho'oponopono that I spoke about earlier in the show, you can set the intention to clear the blocks to your self-worth, then start looking elsewhere. The company you're with right now, on an energetic level, is not a high enough vibration for you. You are quite an evolved soul, and I know I've spoken to you before. The energy around you is really beautiful, but you need to move forward. You need to clear this block, and you need to start looking. And then over the next, give it 3 months, and then start to put the feelers out when you've cleared this block. There's a lighter company for you to be moving into, where you'll have the opportunity to go into a management job very easily, in somewhere where you're going to be happier than you are now. You'll be much more appreciated anyway.
Right, but if I did want to stick on, is that okay? Will they still keep me? Because the girl I love, she is in the same company, and if things have to work between us, I need to be around in the same company.
Yeah, well, I would just trust that whatever's meant to be is meant to be, and if you move on, maybe she'll move on. But it's not going to separate you, because I've seen the love between you two, and your hearts are just connected so purely and on such a beautiful level that even if you move for another company, don't worry about it. There's nothing's going to, you know, going to interfere with that connection between you and this girl that you love. And I see this before, as I've said to you. It's one of the most beautiful heart connections I've ever seen.
Right, thank you. But if I do wanted to stay on with this company, I can, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just giving you one perspective. If you want to change that, that's your choice.
Yeah, but they won't ask me to go, because this company is really competitive. Every few years, if you don't get promoted, they ask you to leave. So it's up or out.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I'm not really getting the information on that one. Jethro, are you picking up anything on that one?
I'm getting a lot of energy, but they're not telling me all of it right now. They're telling me with you, Deep, that you have got some other situation happening for you, that they need to look at all of it together. You're going to do some choices, and it's going to do it. And that's why they're only giving, you notice, Janine, they're only giving us a wave. So I would say that it's going to have to, you're going to have to take it down, set it down, and go through these energies of what's happening. You're in a very good karmic state. They said that you have the light on your side. It's just making sure how it goes. You've got a hard one there. You've been working at this. They said you've earned this freedom, but it's going to be some other things with it too.
Yeah, I would trust Deep. You know, trust in your guidance. if you get the opportunity to move forward, your soul will always guide you into something better and moving up that's right for you. Just have that bit of faith that you're being divinely guided, because you are.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot, Janine. Thanks, Jethro. And Janine, okay. I'll see you at on the 20th of September, this coming Saturday at the
On Saturday in London. Fantastic. Yeah, looking forward to meeting you there.
Rockin'. Yay. We love it. Those guys are going to be partying in United Kingdom. You better send pictures. We want them on Facebook or whatever you know is by. We want to see all of it. We're loving it. It's 917. You got 5 minutes to try to get in with me and Janine. 917, how are you?
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Good, thanks. Good, do you have
good.
A name?
Yes, Anna.
Anna. Hi, Anna. What can we do for you?
I'm calling you today in regards to my relationship. I just wanted to know if you see anything improving in the next, let's say, 30 days or so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hand this straight over to Jethro because he's the expert on relationships.
And Anna, I'm okay. feeling there with you in energy. I am feeling that there's something going on. Can you, are you at liberty to say their name? Can you say it over the radio? I know some people, it's because of situation. I feel like the person that I need to get permission to read them and you, because I'm reading them
Sharon?
Through you. Okay. They're showing me that there is going to be a shift in the energy with you two together. It, they keep telling me that, the guides are telling me that you and Sherman have been dating and it's been a situation where there was some other situation between you two where it couldn't
right,
all come
right.
together. Okay.
Right.
I don't laugh. I have to get the right man. I've had people tease me and I'm not saying nothing bad with you. But I know it's bad when I'm reading the guy across the hall. You're like, wait a minute. He may like me, but I didn't say I'd date him. What the angels are saying, what they're doing, and the guides are showing me there is they're showing me the perfect energy there, and they're showing me that this is going to go through some other work with you two. They said that it is going to be getting stronger, and they're showing me it's not candy, but it looks like there's some square things and there's some stuff that he's going to be doing with you and trying to give you some things and working with you, and you want honesty. There's something that's gone on here with you, too, that he tried to shy it off or he tried not to be there at something, and that's I feel that's got to come out. You're very much about, if you're not going to be here, then I need to have exactly what's going on. You're not jealous and you're not insecure, but you just need to know the truth, and I feel like he kind of pushed back or something, and now you're ready to go to another level. And they said, yes, you're going to do that.
Yeah, because I had a dream last night that he made like a proposal to me, but it wasn't for a wedding. It was just more like to be his girlfriend. It was so weird, like bittersweet almost.
It's beautiful. And the angel said that you needed to know that. And see, your guides are giving him, they're playing with him on a permission-only basis. He is not going to get in all the way to your heart unless he toes the line. And it's a good thing. People go, what do you mean? Some of our guides are very strong elders when it comes to love. Your guides are like, you have in this life this much energy. So they're not going to let you get with somebody who's not, he has to be right.
Okay.
He has to be right on it. It's a good thing. We're going to cut out. I hope you.
Okay.
She just needs to heal that little bit of a protection around her heart, drop the barriers a little bit as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you dearly, and thank you for calling in, Anna. We're going on to It's Gone Wild with the last minutes. Janine, let them know one more time where that site is and how they can get the great books and CDs from you.
Okay. The programs, the MP3 programs, the books are all on my website, crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com. And anybody who's had a reading tonight, I'd be very appreciative if you go to my blog and leave a comment on there, because it helps other people to know what we're about. And if you want to make a donation, you can go to the Crystal Key Foundation page and make a donation. It's all appreciated. It all helps us get the word out there and pay for radio shows and things like that. So thanks to all of our callers today. They've all been fantastic. What a great show.
It's fun, and we have about 8 of you guys that didn't get in. Make sure you do go over and do that. And those of you who will write that and let me know that you have, with you know, even your initials or just an email, I'll put you in the contest. We're giving away semi-precious rings this time. We're giving away a lot in October. You guys have got to put in psychesgonewild.com. You can find all of our information. And, yes, one goes, why do you want that? What we do is I put it in there, and then I do send you offers periodically of things we've got. There's never any obligation. I have a lot of people. But what I like to do is have that basis so when something does come up, someday Janine's going to be here in the United States, and you're going to go, how come I didn't know? Well, you didn't know because you weren't on Psyche's Gone Wild. I follow Janine like a crazy man. The minute we hear something, I put it on there. Psyche's Gone Wild. Janine's on Wednesdays. Amy's on Fridays. Whatever's going on. So definitely put in so you guys are a part of it. We know the Blog Talk can't always find us. But if you go on psychesgonewild.com, we've always got our schedule, and October's going to rock. You want to get those presents and fun. Janine, we thank you for... You've been here with us all month with Amy, and we look forward to that. You know you're always our special guest. We love you dearly, and it's going to be October, you guys, so get ready for you know what happens. We always shake it up and go wild. So thank you, Janine.
Okay, brilliant. And anybody come into my show tonight at 10:30 on Eastern on A1R Psychic Radio?
Oh, yes, you guys, definitely tune in. And Janine, I know from what I've heard that you get really intense. I hear I'm on A1R2, and they said that Janine's show is, like, so intense, you can feel it through the wires. And I said, you guys are up in Canada, you need to quit feeling those wires. So it's cool. So take care. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night, me and Dina Flanagan.